only downside, if I understand that correctly, is that we may have a little bit more of a hit when it comes to owing this time next year.
And for most people, your refund will be a little bit smaller because they are reducing the withholding more than the size of the tax cut.
Well, we will deal with that accordingly. We all know that by this time next year, the fairtax.org will be implemented, and everything will be fine. Everything will be awesome.
Care will be done.
Are you
raping your wallet by then?
Are you?
There won't be anything left.
Are you kidding? With the new no limits on political contributions, Fair Tax has no chance of ever being passed.
Oh, that's not true.
Huh?
No, that's absolutely not true.
Okay.
You get the powerhouses that are behind the individuals that have large amounts of cash to donate. Are the ones that are going to be the most behind a fair tax movement.
They're the ones that get the biggest tax breaks
cases. No, the fair tax movement would actually save them even more than what they're doing now.
Really?
Absolutely, because it alleviates corporations from the responsibility of collecting and doing withholding. They don't ever have to do that anymore.
But at the sales tax is going to be the one that pays for everything.
Yes, they'll have to process that, but they'll end up making more money. The amount that they're having to pay in taxes will be offset by the sales tax, but the actual amount that the corporations, and more importantly, individuals, get to hold on to is much better. They get to decide what to do with their money instead of the government doing it. That is a much, much, much more effective way of doing this. This is not tax time. This is not tax talk, okay? This is not
good, because people's eyes are glazing over as we speak.
Right. I heard right now somebody drove into an embankment just you know, you could just turn the knob, but they drove into an embankment to keep you from just whining on about your liberal socialist viewpoints.
Okay.
Let's talk sports. The very first thing that I have, and it's not because I hate Florida State University. It's not because they're a bunch of thugs and criminals. It's not because they allowed Jameis Winston to win the Heisman Trophy, even though he's a rapist. That's not why I'm bringing this up. But the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights has opened an investigation into FSU's handling of the sexual assault allegations against, is it Jameis?
Jameis Winston, yes.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
For potential Title IX violations. Looks like the university drugged their feet and weren't very competent or thorough in the investigation into alleged rape so that their boy could win the Heisman Trophy.
You know, the double standard in athletic departments is incredible. Because, again, that's the way that case is always going to be looked at.
Yep.
But if we could just push this investigation beyond the football season, then whatever happens to him happens to him.
Mm-hmm. But we got to get through the.
Has a story this week about another student athlete at another school, the University of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of their star running backs, and North Carolina had a big cheating scandal. Kids showing up at classes only that football players could attend, where everyone got good grades.
Yes,
this class only got 10 people in it. They're all athletes, and they're all getting good grades.
I saw a supposed paper that was written by a football.
Yeah, that got an A minus.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Roses are red. Yeah,
this student athlete, everyone says he's a smart kid, went to private school, and he said the thing that he asked for help with, he asked one of his athletic department tutors to check his paper for spelling and for punctuation errors, and the tutor said, yeah, you need a comma here, you know, this is a question mark, not a period or whatever, and he turned the paper in, and he got swept up in this school-wide cheating scandal, and the NCAA banned him. Couldn't transfer, couldn't play again, couldn't anything. Yeah. So you got one school, we're keeping our rapist quarterback in there, and that's fine. And we got another guy who had a tutor change periods to question marks, and he can't play anymore.
Well, and the lesson to be learned here is those that are doing the right thing stand up and make a significant difference. Yell and scream this and make it aware that the cheating and the violation is going on. So anyway, we'll see what happens with the investigation. My theory is nothing is going to happen. Florida State, at worst case, will pay a little money and a fine, and they'll be the big, I'm sorry, and then it'll be all over. That'll be the end of that. What do you got?
Well, we've got the Brewers back in action today at Fenway Park. They get to watch the Red Sox receive their championship rings from last season's championship before the game today.
Is that a little harsh?
Yeah, I think most of the Brewers will be back in the locker room, you know, doing whatever they do in there. Before
drinking.
I hope not. But
with a name like Brewers, what are you supposed to do? They should.
That was the team back in the 70s. They were called Bambi's Bombers. That was the long-haired hell-raising team. Apparently, after night games, and if they had a day game the next day, they would stay in the locker room, play poker and drink beer all night, sleep on the massage tables, and then try to play the next day.
Nice.
I don't think it's that way anymore, but that was it back in the days of Gorman Thomas and Robin Yount and Jim Gantner and those guys.
But I think they should walk out and take their when they get ready to go at bat, they should just say, hold on a second, hold the hand up to the pitcher and set their beer down just outside the box.
Like we're playing softball.
Yeah, just hang on a second, set the beer down, you know, three swings.
Third base.
Yeah,
right.
Three swings, and if you don't get on base, you pick your beer up, go back to the dugout.
There is this cute story about the Final Four. The NCAA has paid for their own special basketball courts. So when the Final Four games are in, that's not the regular basketball court at the arena, that's the NCAA's court. They get trucked in, and the basketball courts get assembled.
Wow.
The court, or the floor that they are using at the stadium in Dallas where they're playing the championship, the wood is from Wisconsin. It's from the Menominee Indian Reservation.
Nice.
And if I know the NCAA, the reason they do this is so they can cut the floor up into little pieces and sell it afterwards. Everything is about money when it comes to the NCAA.
Captain Happy rides again. By the way, for a few minutes in feedback, we're going to talk to a promoter from Make-A-Wish Foundation. They have put together a few Wisconsin Badger officially licensed basketballs, and they're going to be sold to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We'll talk to the rep about that in feedback, about how you can get a basketball if you want, how much are they, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, it goes for a really good cause, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Badgers practicing this afternoon. The game is tomorrow night. And Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, pulled a little April Fool's joke on Badger fans on April Fool's Day.
What did he do?
He went on a radio show and actually went on social media, posted a picture of former Badger football quarterback Russell Wilson, who's now the quarterback for the Seahawks,
said
that Bo Ryan had invited him down to work out with the team and possibly suit him up for the game on Saturday night. And Barry Alvarez was in on the gag as well, went on a Wisconsin radio station and said, yeah, we're looking forward to having Russell Wilson at practice on Friday.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a story later of what was thought to be an April Fool's Day joke. It wasn't, and it turned out to be a bit of an embarrassing and a bit of a, well, a tragedy. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Help me out here. It's kind of a quandary, kind of a dilemma. Is it too soon to hit on Mrs. Putin? Well, evil Russian President Vladimir Putin and his wife have divorced.
Yep.
And they say it was amicable, and it must be because she's still alive. But I feel sorry for the kids, Nancy, Tina, and Frank Jr.
Yes,
it doesn't make any difference.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.